I watch myself. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I watch myself. Why would I watch myself? What is so interesting about myself? Well, actually, if we ever chose to watch ourselves and pay attention to who we are and what we're doing, we'd find that we're watching a miracle person. We're watching a person who is performing miracles constantly with every word we speak and every action we do and all of the way we conduct our life. We are miracle people, and we don't really realize that we're miracle people. We look at other people and we say, wow, look at the lovely things they've done. Look at how well they have done their life. Look at what they have accomplished in their world. But we don't look at ourselves. And it's not a matter of looking at ourselves in superiority to someone else. It's just a matter of looking at ourselves and realizing that we are good, that we are very good, that we can do many wonderful and many beautiful things, many very special things that are very powerful and very positive for us. It's a wonderful thing when we realize that we're pretty good. Now, little children try to remind us that that's a fact, and they say, I want to do it for myself. I want to do it my own. This is my thing. And we look at their drawings, we look at their artwork, and we say, what is that? Don't you know? That's you and mommy and me, you know. And very good, very good. Now, what's mommy doing? Well, she's right in the middle there. You know, you got to find out where people are on that picture. And so the kid tells you these things. Now, does he believe in himself? You bet he does. Does he think he's a good artist? Oh, the best. Does he think that everything he does is absolutely fantastic, that it would bring him the best prize in the show if he were to enter it in the show? And it's true, it would. But what stops him? What stops him? What stops him is when we tell him he's got to fit into a set of rules of what it means to be an artist, of what it means to be a painter. He has to fit into those rules where it says you must learn line and form and you must learn how to do things exactly. And we've gone through a period of that art where people can paint anything they want. They give names to these things. They say that is the freedom of the spirit showing forth. And you look at it and you say, what are all those colors and all those strokes and you know, just what does that mean? And you have no idea what it means because it seems to be very unique to that person. And so you say to the person like you say to a child, now, what does this represent? Can't you tell? This represents freedom. This means that our consciousness is free and our soul is free and our body is free and we are free to be whatever we want to be. And right now, this expression of being a bird, of being a fish, of being a flower, of being a man, of being the world, of being God. Oh, hey, that's neat. Where's God there? The God is the whole background. God is the whole blue color scene. I thought that was sky. No, that's God. Lots of people get that confused. They look up there and they see that and they say, what is that? That's sky. And it turns out that it really isn't sky. It's God. And that's quite something. So what does it mean when we have this genius within us and we don't pay much attention to it? We should start watching ourselves and start watching what we really are doing, and what we really can do, and what we really are. Because we don't want to go and just become the artist that draws with this lack of form, and maybe you do. But what we want to do is to say to the child, now look, do you want to be a photographic artist? Do you want to paint a picture that people can readily see? Or do you want to paint a picture that only you can see? And so, what are you going to say? The child will say, hey, I want to paint it as a photographic picture. And then you say, well, go ahead. Let me see how you do that. And so if they really want to paint like a photographic picture, all of a sudden they will realize that they can do that, that they can have a photographic picture. All they need is have lines, and they stay within the lines. That's what they learn also in as they grow older, to stay within the lines with their colors. But they learn to stay within the lines. And when you challenge him, you challenge this young artist to do whatever they want to do and just have fun at it, they'll come up with some miracle things. They'll come up with some really wonderful things, and they'll watch themselves, and they'll realize that they're good. But our biggest problem with education and training and art training or whatever like that is that we want the people that we're training to be like ourselves, and we don't really want them to be like ourselves. Because if we were a great artist, we would be out arting. Mm-hmm. If we were a great painter or musician, we'd be out painting and playing music. There's a statement, which is all too true, him who does, and him who can't teaches. You know? And so perhaps all of our teachers are those who can't do. Now, we don't like to think that that's really the case, but I know from my own experience with Ramey Maurer. He lived across the street from me when I was living in Mauritosa, going to the university, Marquette University. And he says, "Herb, I want to learn how to play the piano." I said, "Well, I'll teach you." And I knew nothing about playing the piano. I had taken a lesson now and then and done something now and then. So I said, "Okay, let's buy the beginner book for you, and you practice it. Now, this is what you do. You practice here. Now, Ramey, you're not on the note. You got to have the right note." Well, within 6 weeks, he was playing all of the work that he had before him. He did an excellent job. He was a good student. And I was a good teacher. All I did was taught him to follow what the book said, you know? And he did very well. But I was a teacher who didn't know how, and I taught so that he could learn how. But really, all these things are just merely a matter of learning principles. And when watch yourself and realize what you're doing and what's fun for you, hey, that's great. Now, watch yourself as you dream. Because a lot of times in our dreams, we have some very wonderful experiences. We have some fantastic experiences, like we can swim underwater without a breathing apparatus. We can fly. Now, why don't we take those dreams, those concepts that we are learning in our sleep time, and apply it in our wake time? Why don't we apply those things in our wake time and just say, "Now, let's see. I was swimming underneath the water without any breathing apparatus. Now, how did I do that?" And then you say to yourself, "Now, I didn't ask how I did it before I did it. I just went down and did it." Okay, now, do you have the courage to go into the water and start breathing? You see, I drowned. I start breathing water. And what is it that you're doing, you know? What is it that you're doing? You're breathing water, or are you not breathing water? If you're breathing water, then you're not going under the water and swimming and breathing air while you're under the water. Now, what is it that you're doing? You're being like you always are. You're being like you always are, and acting like you always are, and expressing like you always are. And what are you doing when you're doing that? You're being normal. So what you want to do is to be unusual. Be yourself. Because as you are swimming underwater without any breathing apparatus in your dream, you can do it while you're awake. Now, how do you do it while you're awake? You just practice. And it isn't a matter of practicing, it's a matter of going and doing it and knowing you can do it. Now, this isn't as strong an illustration as that, but you could also take the illustration of a person who's a pole vaulter. He takes his pole and he jumps over these very high bars, and he's very, very great about it. And then somebody tells him, "Oh, over in France, they just jumped over one that was 3 inches higher than yours, 3 inches higher than the world champion. And that wasn't during an Olympic test or something, but it was a proven thing because he was observed by officials, and so they made that known, okay? Now this man, he says, well, that's not a limit now. I've got to go higher than that. I've got to go 5 inches, you know, above the previous limit. 2 inches higher than the guy over there did it. And so then he goes whoop-de-doo and up and over, and he has that 5-inch higher point, and he makes it. Mm-hmm. And he does it beautifully. But there's no one there to watch him. Mm-hmm. There's no one there to watch him, no one there to say. And what does he think? Does he think, I made it? Or does he think I made it? Now, if he thinks, that is, if he knows that he made it, he can do it again. If he thinks that he made it, then he might not be able to do it again. But when we have the concept of watching ourselves, I watch myself, and we have that concept, and we do the things that turn us on and make us really happy, we can do miracle things. Now, I'm not going to be at all surprised that one day, quite shortly, somebody is going to be swimming under the water without a breathing apparatus. They're going to say, well, I just thought air. I just thought air. Now, I don't have any gills. I don't have any special apparatus about me. I just thought air. And I breathed air. And, you know, you can go 3 minutes or better without breathing, but I started breathing right at the beginning, and I kept it up. Well, now, we would say that person was crazy. We would say that's impossible. We would say that he can't do it, he can't do it, he can't do it, he can't do it. And what would we do to him? We'd destroy him. We'd put doubt in his mind of what he actually did. Now, are there people who can fly without airplanes and without anything special? Sure. And do they make themselves known to the public? No. Because they'd be like a freak, something unusual. And they'd put them in the sideshow and so forth, and then they want them to fly for the public. And that doesn't work that way. I watch myself. So let's live our life for ourselves in its wonderful, beautiful way. And when we do, what we accomplish, what we are in tune with our divine nature, we will find that all the rest of the world is ready to hear it, not from us, but from the fact that it is in the universal as a concept being lived right now, and others will pursue that very fact and accomplish it. And while we did it first, we don't need the credit. We put the cause in motion for the fact that it can be done. And that cause is in the consciousness, and that concept is in the consciousness of everyone who is pursuing any particular activity that we put the cause in motion for. Now, most of the time we want credit. We want everybody to say, look, come on, sit on my tummy. I'll give you a ride around the room, floating around the room. Well, isn't that wonderful? I mean, that's a show-off. Now, we will do those things, but we won't need to show it off. But what's the fun of being able to do something unique in our human beingness without having other people know about it and without having other people enjoy the fact that we can do it with us? Except for one thing. As Jesus said, go and tell no one of the healing you have brought forth upon yourself. For if you tell anyone, you are going to lose that gift. Now, Jesus didn't take the gift away from them. They took it away from themselves. They didn't have to believe that what Jesus said, that if they tell somebody they're going to lose it. They didn't have to believe that. But they did believe it. He wanted to show them that they were really in charge. And they could be in charge either way. And they chose to be in charge as a loser. Which is what many people choose to do. But today we can choose to be winners and watch ourselves. And soar with all the dreams, all the ideals that we've ever had in our mind, and realize that they do come true and they are lots of fun. Have a lovely day. Know that everything is going your way. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.